Now, will you notice? And they have now a confirmation from God. Notice now verses 13 and 14. Verse 13, then spoke Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Now, could you ask for anything more than that, friends? He says, I am with you. I'm with you. The Lord Jesus said, lo, I'm with you until the end of the age. And that rested upon obedience, you see. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And he didn't say, I will be with you if you sit upon your haunches and you don't do anything for God. He never said he'd be with you there. He said, I'm with you when you obey me. And that is the place of blessing. And we can have fellowship with him. I am with you, saith the Lord. You can't improve on that. You can't have anything better than that. And so what happens here now? The leaders, they enter enthusiastically into the work. Notice verse 14. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Now, this is pretty important to see, the leadership of the nation. The civil leader, Zerubbabel, the governor. And he was in the kingly line. He was actually the son of Shealtiel. That word, Shealtiel, is an interesting word. It means asking of God in prayer. So there was a lot of prayer back of this also. Now, will you notice, they came and did work in the house of the Lord. And Joshua here is the high priest. And then we're told the remnant of the people that had come back. So that here's a joining together of government and citizens and religion, the God-given religion in that day. Now, this took place in verse 15, in the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. Now, this was September the 24th, 520. Now, the first message was given on September the 1st, 520. That's when God challenged them. Now, they responded to the challenge here, and on September the 24th, why, Haggai gave them the second message. Because what had happened? The people have now come together. They're organized. They're going to start work. And they're beginning now to cut down the trees, bring the logs down, make it into lumber, and they're beginning to build. I suppose at this time the foundation was laid, and probably a few of the uprights around the temple, they were in place.